Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'll take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
Matthew.
What's up?
Yo, how was the open mic yesterday?
Oh, it was okay. It was whatever.
Yeah.
I learned why Josh does 3-minute sets after running that open mic every once in a while.
You just want them out.
Yeah, it's just like, what are you doing? 3 people there and you're doing the jokes everyone's already heard a million times.
There's no point.
No point.
No.
But I had fun. I opened the show. It was fun.
Yeah?
There was one person in the crowd in the end.
Nice. Oh, so the other ones left.
There was one who was a comedian who bought a ticket. So there were 2 people and then one person just didn't show up. So I just spoke to them, like, because I run a shitty open mic where there's only comedians, so I know how to speak to them now. And yeah. But I understand why it's 3 minutes. It gets long sometimes, but it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun if you know what you're doing. Like, the whole point is just to fuck around. Yeah. Don't take it too serious. The second you take an open mic serious, it's going to get tiresome.
That's how I fucked up in Toronto. I'm like, I'm going to a new city. I got to do my best stuff. And I treated open mics like they were real shows. And that's how you bomb so hard. You're like trying to do your like clever jokes that no one's listening to.
No one cares.
But at open mics, you got to just like, you got to like, I feel like give up control and just let whatever happens, happens.
Did you, because yesterday you were doing open mic. I didn't watch live, but I saw clips today of the Oscars, Poseidon.
Mm.
You saw those what the pedophiles were up to? Yesterday they had John Cena. John Cena naked on stage.
Isn't it sad? I didn't even know the Oscars were happening.
I know.
Like, they don't even matter, like, to anyone anymore.
It's not what it used to be. It's their fault because they lost. They used to have, like, the love of the people.
Mm.
And now all everyone has is contempt. Everyone hates these people. They just force weird ideologies on people. They make garbage movies.
Also, it must be sad. Like, you're an actor. You're worth, like, $20 million or more. And, like, you're begging for the approval of an Oscar. It's like, at a certain point, what are you doing? Just be happy with your life.
Oh, that's funny.
But it's just, I feel like they're, like, all tied into this game where it matters that they won or not.
Well, it matters, I guess, because it's all, that's their life. That's their peers, right? They feel like they don't have the respect of their peers unless they get one of these things.
But, like, do you give a fuck? Like, let's say you're on a sold-out show, you made, like, $10 million in the year.
I'd rather do that.
And you didn't get nominated for Comedian of the Year. How many fucks would you give?
I never get here. I didn't even get nominated this year for Podcast of the Year in Montreal for the FrenchCast.
For Montreal?
For Quebec, yeah. Okay. I didn't get nominated for FrenchCast, imagine. So, it doesn't matter, bro. It changes nothing.
I feel like to them it's kind of like, you know, the Stanley Cup or whatever. Or, like, Euro Cup.
It is. That's what it is. But that's different because that's a competition.
Very different.
But arts is not a competition. That's what's different, Poseidon. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's you're 100% right.
A million people could like me. It doesn't stop another million from hating me. But when it's a competition, you win. You could debate that you don't like that I won, but I fucking won. There's nothing you could do about it.
Yeah, winning a Stanley Cup, that must be a different kind of rush.
That's the best
rush. You
win
the boys, you worked all year, you're in this fucking fierce competition. Yeah. It's basically war.
Yeah.
And it's...
I think this is cool to have, but because of the fact that they take themselves too seriously, I think is the problem. I think if they made it more like, we're just fucking around, see, you know.
Oppenheimer took a lot of awards. Some lady was complaining on Twitter. She says, best actor, white guy. No, white chick. Best movie, white people. I was like, yo, the whites are winning. I was like, go whites.
I saw that. That was
go cool. Whites. They're making movies.
It's swinging back. Chuckle. Let's go.
Yeah, it's sweet. But it's just like, why would you mention what, like, so right now you're saying that he won Christopher Nolan because he's white.
He won for him Best Picture?
Yeah, not because Oppenheimer was amazing. I watched Oppenheimer, was fucking amazing. Not because that. You're making it seem like he got it because he's white.
Nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you're making it seem as if he was the beneficiary of affirmative action.
But also, like, it's like Oppenheimer is like a perfect movie for the Oscars, even if you didn't like it. Like, that's what's gonna win.
Yeah,
that's what's kind of boring about them too. Yeah,
it's good acting, great visuals.
For some reason, they always have to be longer than 3 hours to win. I don't know what
they're
very
long, very long. Some of his movies. Does he have a short movie? Him? No.
Dark Knight was maybe short for him, like 2 hours something.
2 hours might be short for him. I saw a good little short film on YouTube. Poseidon, it's called Special Day. It's 7 minutes long.
Oh.
And it's essentially, it's this girl. She's having her 18th birthday party. Her whole family's there. It's like late at night. and they're wishing happy birthday. And they go, we just got to tell you something about your birthday. The reason why we're all successful is because you're going to get what we got, a special gift on your 18th birthday.
Okay.
And then, yeah, that's it. Horror short film special day. And then what happens to this girl is that she, they tell her to look out the window. She looks at the window, bro. There's like this fucking creepy zombie type of thing.
Okay.
You're like, what the fuck is that? And then it's getting closer. And they go, don't worry, don't worry. That's a special gift. He's not going to hurt you. He's always going to look out for you. And you won't see him most of the time. You're going to forget he's there because he's only going to come closer as you, the day that you die comes closer. So you won't see him close to you until you're about to die. So don't stress about any of this. And then the girl's freaking the fuck out. And the mom's like, why the fuck are you freaking out? Calm down. And she goes, you're going to forget you even have him following you. And then the girl goes, because he's right next to you. And he's right next to her, the mom. Oh. And then everything just fucking goes to shit.
And the mom dies.
And all these other dead people pop out. It was crazy.
Oh, what the fuck?
And then just ends. Yeah, it's a good little 7 minute.
I'm
going to
watch this after.
Yeah, you should watch it later. Yeah, it's a good
I'm never going to watch this. I hate horror.
Oh, right. It's very
so
creepy.
I hate creepy shit like that so much. So what, is the like thing supposed to be like a demon that protects you?
I guess someone in the family years ago probably made a deal for success and now these things come. But I think there's something I didn't understand because it seems like once the circle was filled, like once it's her 18th birthday, they all come after them because she's 18 and that night the guy's right there. So
and she's the last one to turn 18. So
yeah, like, so they all get killed, I guess, or sacrificed. I don't know what's going to happen.
Damn.
But it's just a nice thought for a horror movie. It gave me Hereditary vibes.
Oh, I don't know if I want to watch it now, though.
No, it's not. Story-wise, it gave me a deal that was made, all that. It's a 7 minute short film, bro. It doesn't have the production value of Hereditary.
Yeah.
Even Hereditary, I don't even know what that is.
I'm so
disconnected from horror.
No. Hereditary is one of the scariest movies ever made.
Really?
By far. And it's not for the reasons you think.
Hereditary, is that like a mother-daughter thing?
Mother-daughter-son.
Mother-daughter-son, okay. Yeah. And the mother's evil?
No.
Okay.
Not really, no. It's the mother's not evil.
The grandmother.
Yeah, technically the grandmother was evil, but it's a good, because here's the thing about Hereditary, is I hated it in the sense that it made me, I didn't feel good. It was very scary, but I loved the lore of it.
Okay.
Like the story is very, very cool. And visually, it's one of there's stuff that happens in the movie you don't notice.
Okay.
Like you rewatching, you're like, how the fuck did I not see that? Like visually, it was beautiful. It was so the problem, I think the reason why people talked about Hereditary a lot was that it was an actual, as a film, it worked.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful film. Some of the shots they were using, some of the stuff you're looking, you're squinting, you're like, is someone there? Mm. Like you're not sure. It's not like jump scares like horror movies. It just sets in creepy.
So 2 hours, you just creeped out. Like from the beginning, you're just...
No, here's the beauty.
That's the thing.
So what this movie does is, so there are paranormal shit that happens, supernatural stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Most of it, bro, at your first viewing, the first half of the movie, you don't notice shit. There's shit from the get-go that's insane that you'll never notice until you rewatch it.
Did you have to watch like a video on YouTube to summarize it and notice all the things you didn't notice? Or you watched the movie twice?
I watched the movie once and a half. I didn't want to watch it fully the second time. Because here's what happens is the first half of the movie, why I think it's a great... The guy, I forgot his name, the guy who does it, the Jewish kid. Very, very good, the guy who made it. But
Director?
Yeah. So there's two... Avi Astar or something. Like that. So there's two halves of the movie, right? Mm. So the first half,
Ari Aster.
So the first half, it's not scary,
okay,
but it's very emotional and depressing, sad.
Okay.
So what it does is it slowly breaks you down, and it makes you feel just sad. It makes you feel sad and depressed and bad, and that opens you up emotionally. And the second you're sad and mad, that's when all the paranormal shit kicks in.
And it was like, so now you're even more.
Because you're most vulnerable. Bro, it is so smart the way he did it.
Bro. What a sick. The fact that he wrote it like that, he's a sick fuck, the guy.
Yeah, he is.
I want to get into people's heart and fucking rip them apart.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. And then it actually gets scary. And then at first you're like, is this what I think it is? And then it just goes, dude, the last 5-10 minutes is like, you know, action movie scenes?
Yeah.
Imagine that, but horror. But insane horror.
But you're terrified the whole
time. Paranormal horror. Yeah. Like you're terrified.
It like just drops off a cliff at some
point. Yeah. At some point you're just like, how the fuck, how did we get here from that initial scene?
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
But it slowly rolls you downhill and then makes you think you're going back up and then drops you off a cliff. It's weird. It's crazy.
It's a great movie. Like as a film, it's super well made. And it makes you. It's not a jump. It's not like Halloween. It's not like a jump scare.
Yeah.
It's a psychological thriller.
Are there any jump scares though? I assume there's like a couple where
there's a couple, but like they're not jump. There's like a couple that it takes you a second. Like there's some. Like there's people, bro, in the scene, and you don't notice them. Mm. Bro, you notice it like a second viewing. I remember there's one where I'm like, "Is someone there, bro?" You're not sure. And then you see in the background, bro, there's like a there's just a naked person standing in your house now. You don't see him, and he's just standing in the corner. And you notice it. You're like, is that? Because the silhouette, you're not sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucking, it's creepy.
It is. Yeah. It's one of those movies where like saying you don't want to watch it again is actually a compliment.
Yeah. Mm. But I kind of do want to watch it again, but just for like to catch things I didn't catch the first time. But it's so fucking, the end, if you're in, it's so scary, bro.
I couldn't watch that because I'd go around my whole life like, is there a person there? Is there a person
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it gets
break
creepy.
My brain.
Dude, okay. You made me watch it.
I
was so uncomfortable, man.
Wait, did you watch it alone?
No, I watched it with him.
Okay.
But man. He didn't think he was going to be uncomfortable.
Oh, you guys watched it together for the first time?
No, the first time I saw it was in the theaters with my girlfriend.
Okay.
And I was like, what the fuck did we just watch? Because halfway through the movie, I was going to walk out. I was going to leave.
Mm.
Halfway through the movie, I was like, this is not for me. I'm leaving. And it wasn't because it was scary. It was just so like depressing. And I was like, what the fuck am I watching? Fuck this. I was going to leave.
Yeah.
Halfway through. And then I stayed, which was a mistake. Because then it actually got scary.
So then you watched it again with Poseidon?
Yeah, I wanted to scare him. Because he didn't believe me. He's like, bro, scary movies. Because it's hard to describe.
Yeah.
So he just thought like, okay, slasher. I don't give a fuck. It's not a slasher film.
And it's one of those movies that makes you paranoid after.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of paranoid, do you have, I think it's a generational thing. Your shower. You have a shower curtain?
Yes.
Does your shower curtain, do you need to look behind it?
Yes.
Can your shower just be closed and you don't know what's behind it and you live comfortably?
No, absolutely the fuck not.
What about you?
That's unacceptable.
Do you look behind the shower curtain?
I don't have one. Mine's like a glass window thing.
Have you ever had a shower curtain?
Not really, to be honest.
Okay, that's why.
But also, like, I think I could live with not looking.
No, now you can because you didn't grow up with a shower.
Yeah.
Curtain. Okay. And because the horror movies shower, and because of Psychos, you didn't grow up with a shower, you dirty brick. So I know this because... I have the same thing, Poseidon. I can't. Yeah. I have to look behind it or it has to be open. I can't have a closed shower curtain. If I'm taking a piss, it feels like someone's behind it. I think it came from horror movies and Psycho and stuff you saw in the news when we were kids. Because let's say my wife, for example, she didn't grow up here.
Yeah.
So she never even had shower curtain. She had the same thing, like the glass. So to her, it's not even, like I know from the guest bathroom, because the guest bathroom has a traditional shower and my bathroom has the glass one now. So the traditional one, it could be every. I go there sometimes, like I go in the guest bathroom, and I always get pissed off because the shower curtain's closed.
You think there's someone behind it?
Yeah, and I always have to look, and she's like, "What are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense." But it's because of the way she grew up; she didn't have that, so it's not a fear in her head. Me, it stayed with me; it's primal.
Me, when I went through, I had a phase where I was very paranoid, and I would always check the back of my car. For some reason, I always thought there was going to be someone there.
Because the movies you saw.
Because the movies I saw in a lot of acid. The combination of two, I really thought like the government.
When did you take acid? You're a child.
Like 19 to like 20.
Who the fuck gave you acid?
Oh, this Asian engineer.
God damn. They're trying to poison us.
It got so bad for me, by the way, with the shower curtain thing that at some point I think I had my mother buy one of those shower curtains where the first quarter is see-through and then the rest is like a regular shower curtain. So like all the naked parts you're hidden.
Someone could crouch.
I know, but
you need the legs visible.
No. So the first part, so like you could see through the curtain. So like I got so paranoid at someone that I thought somebody would sneak up on me while I was showering. So I would shower with my eyes open.
Oh yeah, that's another thing. Do you ever have that fear when you're showering?
Most people shower with
their eyes open. Yeah.
What? No, not like when you put shampoo. The whole time. No, when you put shampoo, you close your eyes. You know, so you don't get burned.
I guess.
But wait. So when you take a shower and you have your eyes closed and you're shampooing your hair,
yeah.
Do you fear that fuck when I open my eyes, someone's gonna be there?
I used to have that fear.
That used to happen to me too.
Really?
Yeah, for the long not anymore. But now that I spoke about it, I'm gonna have it again.
But the thing is, now I sometimes it'll happen to me where I'm showering, and me, it's the glass now, right? Sometimes I'll shower, I guess, and I'm like, if I open my eyes, is someone gonna be there? Mm. And sometimes it does happen. I get scared
because
it's
there?
Like my wife who came in or whatever. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, what are you scared of? I go, I'm fucking showering. She's like, exactly. What's the problem? Like,
but I used to, and I would shower like a psychopath. I would just observe. The bathroom, which was a small bathroom, but there was nobody there. But I was just so paranoid.
You know, I think it's horror movies. Either that or we're all mentally ill.
Maybe it's a Greek thing. Was there like some Greek god that got killed in the shower and they told you when you were like a kid or something?
No, I think it's horror movies.
Yeah. Or it's a Greek god thing. It's like, that's where you get banged in here.
That's when Zeus sneaks up on you, bro. Yeah. You don't see him coming.
He's like, shower. I'm a shower head.
I don't know.
Put me in your butt. I'm a shower head.
I don't know. I get in my head and shower. So if someone walked in, I don't even think I would notice.
Really?
Like, I just get, yeah, I just tunnel vision.
So let's say if right now you're showering and Josh walks in.
Just because it's like see-through, probably.
No, but when you notice, let's say you notice, like you have your eyes closed and then he's there. Are you going to get startled? Or you're going to be like, ah, it's just Josh.
I'll be like, yeah, it's just Josh, probably.
Okay, I'll get fucking, ugh, until it takes me, like I'll notice.
If Josh wasn't my roommate, then I'd probably be shit my pants.
Yeah, you'd be like, Josh, what are you doing here?
Because like I have keys to my girl's place and then sometimes she knows I'm coming over, but she doesn't know when and she'll have earbuds in. And I'll be like, I'll knock on the door. She doesn't answer. So I unlock the door. The jump every time. Just.
Yeah, that is scary, bro.
But she knows I'm coming over.
Yeah,
I'm
but.
Like, I'll be there in 10 minutes. She's just blasting music and then just heart attack.
How come she blasts in earbuds since she's home?
I don't know.
Can't she just put it in regular?
I guess it's like when you're doing dishes and stuff, just walk around with earbuds in. It's more convenient.
It is more convenient, but it leaves you open to attack.
Yeah, from your boyfriend. I just sneak up on her next time for real, just like.
Oh, by the way, fun fact, because they just did intellectuals next door. I heard Adam say something. Poseidon, you were with him. You were coming up with him. He said something to me, and I was like, oh, this is an insane line. Because I was telling Adam, like, fuck, it would have been good if you fought the case.
Okay.
Because technically, like, you know, he was coerced into doing all kinds of shit. Yeah. And then he goes, well, I didn't because it cost 10 G's to defend, so I just pled guilty. And then what he pled guilty to is basically blackmail. So then he goes, it's very hard for me to get something because blackmail... Did you know that blackmail is the second worst thing you could do in the law? And I go, really? He's like, yeah, dude. My lawyer was explaining to me. He goes, it's murder. Blackmail. He goes, rape is under blackmail. And I go, get the fuck out of here.
No way.
Yeah, his lawyer told him this is worse than rape.
That's insane.
That's worse. Such a weird society.
That's crazy that we live in a society like that.
Yeah, blackmail. I agree. Blackmail is horrible, but it shouldn't be worse than rape.
I'd say blackmail is a very light.
No, right. Blackmail is bad because imagine now you're fucked. Like, at least somebody blackmails you that if that information comes out, you're going to lose your life, your career,
your
family. Blackmail is very bad. But rape, you already took away their life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a weird, we live in a weird society.
My lawyer was telling me it's worse. And I go, God damn, bro.
God damn.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I guess it's from older laws. Like, in the 1400s, if you raped, you probably nothing would happen to you.
Oh, maybe.
If you blackmail someone, they'll cut your head off. Like,
yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Oh, fuck. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, we got an update.
That's crazy.
That's some old school shit.
We should sit down one day with all our laws and just have everyone vote.
They're never going to do
like,
it.
Let's keep murder illegal. Let's keep like blackmail rape illegal. But like parking.
But parking is not even a legality. The tickets they give you, you're not committing a crime.
Mm.
They're just choosing to fine you. That's the hard thing about that. It's not criminal. But you still have to go to court if you want to fight it. But yeah. It's not a crime.
It's not a crime.
But if you want to contest a ticket, you contest it in a court. Even though it's not a crime. Yeah. You haven't committed a crime.
So then...
How crazy is
if
that?
If it's not a crime, could you just be like, I'm not paying this?
Yes,
I'm
but then they'll take away your driving privilege. They'll take...
Wait,
they
driving
won't
is
let
a
you
privilege?
Drive. Driving is a privilege in this society here. They won't let you... So if you have unpaid tickets, they'll send you a letter. They go, if you don't pay within 3 days, your unpaid tickets...
They'll put a boot.
We'll... No, yeah, you'll just not. No, you're not allowed to drive. If we catch you driving, it's illegal.
For parking tickets.
Really? For parking
so you're
tickets.
A perfect driver. Everything else is good. You just parked in the wrong place.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's so funny. I have a friend who's a comic. He pulls up one day to a show. He has a stack of 20 parking tickets.
Nah,
because he's like too lazy. He's like kind of depressed sometimes, and he doesn't get out of bed to move it across the street. Like you know, when it's from like Wednesday from 10 to 11, this guy has 20 parking tickets. I'm like, what are you doing at a certain point?
And then they catch up on you. They threaten to take away my. They threaten to. Last month, a month and a half ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
I got a... they said you have 2 days to pay your unpaid tickets or you're not allowed to drive.
For parking or for speeding?
For parking.
Shit? Just all parking?
All parking. All parking next to Bordel.
You don't pay?
I try not to.
And you get tickets?
Yeah. No, I get tickets for... Like, basically, it's in the back alley of the Bordel. It's the Bordel's area. But you have these meter maids that sometimes come around and go, there's no parking back here. Like, it's like, mind your business, but you're coming into a private lot. Yeah, what? Yeah, but I fought the guy last time. It was a black guy. And he's behind me. He didn't know I was in the car.
Mm.
And I see him approaching me. So I open the door. Go, what the fuck? It's a fucking problem, bro. Why are you coming up to me?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you know how to. What does that sign say? He goes, you know how to fucking park here.
Isn't the sign put up by Bordeaux?
No. It's the city.
Okay.
Like they come into the lane. And then I go to him. Okay. I go to him. I'm not allowed to park. Okay. So what are you coming to tell me for? He's like, because you're parked. I go, I'm not parked.
Mm.
And he's like, yeah, you're parked. I go, no, I'm not. By your own fucking definition, I'm not fucking parked. I go, get away from me. So I pull out my phone and I go to the city of Montreal. Parking, stationné. You have to leave the car.
Yeah, if you stay in the car, you're fine.
Yeah, exactly. If you're in the car, it's not considered parking. So I go to him, I'm in the fucking car. He's like, yeah, but I don't know that. I go, that's not my problem. I go, that's your problem. it's not my problem that you're making a mistake. I go, it's not up to me.
Yeah.
So then it was like a standoff.
I hate those guys.
Him waiting behind me to see if I'm going to leave the car.
Oh, you know what I did so once? To a parking maid. And I think you're going to find this funny. I was at the cafe. And basically, there was a guy that was about to come give tickets after the sweeper had passed.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was I kept him there. I kept arguing with him until everyone had the chance to either leave. Move their cars mm-hmm. or to the point where he couldn't give tickets anymore because the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was like 10, 15 minutes left to the time, but the sweeper had passed.
By the way, that's a very, I've caught people doing that. And when I was in Park X, I remember I used to always get into fights with him. Be like, dude, this is like very toxic, abnormal behavior. Mm. There's no parking, so the sweeper can pass between X time.
Yeah.
The sweeper passed. It's all clear. We can park now. The fact that you're going to go and give everyone a ticket who parked after is insane. It defeats the purpose. Now you're showing that it's a money grab. It has nothing to do.
But it's even the people, like, you're not getting any of the money.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. You're a fucking idiot.
Just don't be a dickhead. Just give people tickets who are actually blocking traffic. But, like, why are you, like, enjoying the fact that you're ruining people's days?
That's what I'm saying. Even the guy at the bordel that was waiting for me in the back and we had that whole altercation, it's like you're just being a dickhead.
Yeah, people's lives are so sad that they're just like,
I'm
happy I got to ruin someone's day.
It's a power trip. They want people to, that's psychotic behavior.
But how
man.
Sad does your life have to be for you? Your power trip is to give people parking tickets. Like, you have no power for real.
Yeah.
You just.
The guy was wearing a vest like it was a fake bulletproof, a tactical vest. I swear to God, I was looking at it, I go, how is this real life?
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. And he was holding his thing like this. Like, bro, you're a parking attendant. What are you doing?
I could never live that down. If I had that job, I think I would never mention it. I would never put in my CV. I would be like, that was a weird time for me.
I got towed once. And I was so mad because I parked at a parking lot and to take the metro. And you're not supposed to do that. So they just took my car, which is legal, I guess.
What?
Yeah, they just towed my car because it was a parking lot.
I do find that crazy that they're allowed to just take your car.
Yeah. But then,
so I found this out.
Hold on. I went to the lot and then I have to pay $200 to get my car back. And the guy who towed my car knew me from high school. And the guy's like, oh, hey, how are you, man? And he's trying to be nice to me. I'm like, bro, get the fuck out of my face.
Bro, you
like,
towed my car.
You towed my car. He's like, yeah, but I'm doing my job. I'm like, fuck off. Like, you towed my car, do your job, whatever. Why are you trying to be nice to me after? Like, I got so mad. Like, just like, ignore me.
Yeah,
I didn't even know the kid, but he knew me, and he was like. Mm.
So I found something out about cars getting towed.
Oh,
and this is from tow truck drivers, because where I work, we have to tow cars sometimes and everything. So they can legally move your car, but they have to tell you no matter what, whether you agree or disagree to pay. They can send you the bill later, and then you can decide to either pay for them telling you. Where they parked your car. But if they impound it, unless it was for like actual legal stuff, you committed something illegal and the cops seized your car or whatever, they cannot actually put it behind like fences.
Oh, they did. They put it behind fences with the barbed wire.
So when you do that, when they do that. That's stealing the car by law, in the eyes of the law. And this is cops that have said this and people that work for towing companies. You can show up and be like, I demand my car right now. Otherwise, I'm declaring it stolen. And you will have to deal with the police and the insurance company.
Mm.
You would be surprised how fast they release your car.
I wish I knew that three years ago.
Well, me too. I wish I knew that. I just found that out right now.
Yeah, so I found this out like 3 months ago.
Is that real?
It's 100% real.
So if they take it behind closed... So you know how...
If they take it behind a fence.
You know how they tow and they always put it in a different neighborhood and then you have to call them and they give you the address
like
it's happened to
you?
They
could do that because they haven't stolen your car. They just replaced it.
Which is still insane that it's kind of stealing my car. Like you're saying that joyriding is legal.
Yeah, so basically if you call them and you ask them for where your car is, they're not, even if you're like, I don't want to pay, they're by law they're supposed to tell you because then like they still technically stole it.
Okay.
And this has been confirmed by tow truck drivers and by the police.
Okay.
So if they fuck around like that. Because remember when I got towed?
I remember. Here.
Here.
And you drove around looking for it.
We drove around looking for it. When I called and asked for the location, first of all, they never sent me a bill. I sent my license, but I never agreed to their charge.
Yeah.
So I went collecting my car. They never even sent me a bill because I never agreed on the phone that I was going to pay the money.
Probably so many people pay that the ones that don't pay, they're like, it's not worth the headache.
Yeah. No, they go after you.
If you pay, and first of all, by the way, it's not even something that they can send you to collections for, by the way. It's not like you did a credit check and you got like a monthly thing and then you didn't pay and then they said, they can't even fuck your credit. I decided to charge this person. It has no legal basis, by the way. Now, here's the thing. If you go and park.
What about those toll booths? Those toll, you know, when they take a picture and they send you a thing, pay us $11?
I think that's legal, no?
Yeah, those are toll booths. First of all, I don't know. That's a good, very good question.
The reason why I ask is one time I remember they sent me a thing randomly. They had sent me I didn't even know I went through one. And they randomly sent me one from Laval. And they go, you owe us like $100-something. And I go, it doesn't cost that much. And they go, because it's $11, but you didn't pay last month. So now you owe us $100. But I was like, I didn't even get a bill for the 11.
So
how do you arbitrarily decide
10x?
Here's the thing. If, because in Quebec, we pay a lot of taxes. If that toll, because I know the 25 here, you gotta pay the toll. If a company owns that road more, let's say it was a company that decided to build a road and there was like a half-half situation with the government and they decide to install tolls to recoup some of their money, of their investment, blah, blah, blah. That's a different story. Now, to increase it to 100 something, I don't think that's, I don't know what the recourse is. I don't know, because I think you just don't pay it because they can't send you to collections anyways. They can't stop you from retaking the toll.
I know, but they sent it to my house. I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I would call and argue it.
Now it's too late.
You paid it?
Yeah, it was like a year ago or something.
Yeah, but the tow trucks, I can confirm that it's 100, especially if they put it behind, fences, the guy doing his job messed up big time.
No, but they were all... So it's illegal just to put it behind the fence.
Just to put it behind the fence, 100% illegal. 100% illegal.
Really? Because in the States, that's what they normally do. They impound it, no?
Yeah, but the States has different laws, and they usually impound cars that you owe money on. So let's say you don't pay. So if you, let's say, have a bank loan, you haven't made like 3 payments on the car.
Then
because technically the bank owns it or the manufacturer owns it, then they can repossess the car because.
So let's say he was parked in a parking lot that he wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah. They can move the car
out of
the parking lot because the company that has the parking lot hired the towing company to move cars. So that's perfectly legal. They can move it and, you know, they can tell you afterwards and then charge you or whatever. But
they can't put it behind lock and key.
They cannot absolutely under any circumstance because it is your car. Put it behind fence.
Oh wow! I wish I knew.
Up, bro? I want to go.
Now I hope I get towed.
No,
yeah,
for real. Let's all go to the same parking lot.
Yeah, and now I hope I get towed just so I can go there.
You want to make money, like, bro? Let's make some money.
Yeah. Here with the cops.
And then if they argue with you, some of the guys are hard asses, especially tow truck drivers. Man, just be like, okay, I'm calling the cops. I'm calling my insurance. My car is declared stolen. You deal with them. You stole my car. You admitted to me that you have my car behind a closed fence. Bro, watch how they panic.
Yeah. Oh fuck, that's amazing. Yeah. Thank you for letting us know.
Yeah. People, if your car ever gets towed, don't pay it. Yeah. Three people are going to message beside him, my car got stolen, bro. The insurance said, fuck off.
No.
So let's say right now your car gets towed and you think it got stolen. And it's behind, let's say him, okay? When his car got towed.
Yeah.
Let's say he thought it got stolen. And then he calls the cops.
Yeah.
And then they find it in that lot behind closed doors.
Then they're responsible. The towing company is responsible.
So then the towing company, technically, are the cops going to be like, yo, you stole this guy's car?
Here's the thing. A lot of cops are lazy. So it depends on how far
they'll just be like, we found it.
They'll be like, yeah, go figure it out or whatever.
Also, there was a number where I parked. So I knew immediately what to call. The cops would probably just be like, did you call? Where'd you park? You know, and if the cops know I'm doing it on purpose, then they're going to be like, what the fuck?
So the cop situation is a bit tricky because there's been instances where there's literally the alarm of the car going off in a shipping container and they refuse to open the shipping container.
No way.
Stolen cars. Yeah. I have a million stories. I'm not going to get into it.
Can you tell us one? Because that's crazy.
There's been an instance where
So I know, just so to give a backstory for people who are listening, I know that the car theft situation in Canada, car theft and ship to Africa is so big that Justin Trudeau actually came out and talked about how he's going to try to help Toronto because cars are getting stolen left and right. It's so high that they were giving money. Like, I don't know what millions of dollars are going to do because they just don't know how to run their shit. But anyways, car theft in Toronto and Montreal is insane.
Really?
Yeah. And they get shipped to India and Africa.
And Middle East also now. It's big in the Middle East.
I know Lebanon. My mom used to work with a bunch of Lebanese dudes. And then in the kitchen, my dad, they kept being like, oh, just claim the insurance. We're going to take your car. Right in the scam. My dad's just like, no. But because in Lebanon, they pay 5 times the price per car. Because they don't have a lot of cars there.
Yeah, because they don't have a market. Oh, this guy cracked the entire operation with, I think, two air tags.
This guy's amazing. Let's watch this.
And oh, you have to watch this, bro.
Wait, so you went to Dubai?
No.
Simpler. I heard about this.
I'm just going to say, it's gotten so bad in Toronto that people have to install, you know those beams that come out of the ground? People have had to install beams in their driveway that come out of the ground, and at night they just press a button and the beams come up.
So that you can't steal a car. So
like you, even if you get into the car, you can't steal it. You can't drive.
Jesus Christ, what the fuck's happening in Toronto? Just get some guns.
What was I going to say?
You were going to press play.
Yes, sorry.
Let's watch this dude. Nabbed from a Toronto driveway. From Toronto to Dubai, he tracked his stolen SUV.
Yeah.
Wind up all the way here. This one found in a used car lot on another continent.
So I have a question. Poseidon?
Yes.
A few questions. Number one, is it mostly SUVs?
Yes. So what's nice about SUVs, like the ones that you just saw, the Tahoes, they're very reliable. Mm-hmm. The engines are practically bulletproof, very reliable engines that have been manufactured for like years and years, and they're easy to work on.
Okay. And the other question is these air tags, bro. These are amazing. How long does an air tag last?
Oh, like forever. Because
really?
The battery is so little. It takes up so little juice that the battery could last.
Like that's amazing.
Like think of your keys. You're always pressing your keys, and the battery, I think you have to replace it every, like, what, 5 years? So imagine the air tag.
Dude, no joke. This makes me want to get an iPhone.
So there's Galaxy tags too.
No way.
It's the exact same thing.
Does it work?
Yeah.
I don't have a Galaxy. I have a Pixel.
Air tags.
Oh, I don't know if there's Pixel tags.
Really? This is the flagship Android phone.
What do you do? No, it's not.
Yes, it is, of course.
Samsung Galaxies are the flagship Android phones.
The flagship Android phone is the Google Pixel.
Why do you have a Google Pixel?
Because it's the best Android
phone. It's the worst phone on the market.
The Google Pixel?
Yes.
The Google Pixel is the best phone on the market.
Google doesn't make it. What are you talking about? Google's a search engine.
Are you kidding me right now? Samsung, are you fucking right now?
No, but what do
this
you have
is
a Google
the
Pixel
best
for,
Android phone
I
on the market.
Were going well.
They are.
So why do you have a Google Pixel?
I paid $1,200 for this.
Why'd you pay $1,200 for that?
That's crazy. How much it costs.
Yeah, I know, but why'd you buy it? Out of all the three phones, that's the worst one.
No, it's not. Trust me. I've been using... Dude, I used to work in cell phones.
But, like, it's not the flagship Android phone.
It is the flagship.
No, Samsung Galaxies.
No, it's Google. Samsung Galaxy sucks. But first of all, Samsung doesn't own anything on Android.
But Android
Google backs
Android. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Android.
Doesn't Google run their own like native software?
No,
used to be,
that's
like, Windows 8 and shit.
No, that's Windows Phone.
That's Microsoft.
This is that's Microsoft. This is not Microsoft, bro. I hate that shit.
What phone
this
do you have,
dude? Galaxy has bloatware. This is simple stuff that you should know. Galaxy has those stupid Galaxy fucking store and all that. It's garbage, bro.
What are you talking about?
I'm actually surprised.
The same operating system as you?
No, I have no bloatware.
What's bloatware?
Bloatware is all the extra apps that are on it that come so that you could continue in the Samsung interface.
Yeah, but like you don't use them.
I don't have them. Okay. I don't need them.
I have them if I want
mine's
them.
Fucking light, bro.
See, I have everything you
mine's
have.
Light.
I have everything you have and a little
you
more.
You don't have everything I have.
Yeah, I do.
The Pixel. Pixel's got the best fucking camera on the market, too.
Okay.
Huh? Okay. How do you not know that the Pixel is the
Pixel's like the word I will go.
If you're going to go Android phone, it's the Pixel.
Have you used the Pixel?
No. I refuse. I wouldn't even touch it.
Oh, that's
like,
insane, bro. The Pixel is the best phone.
I'm actually kind of surprised.
Yeah, that you're saying this. Yeah, it is. It's the best Android phone.
I swear to God.
If you're going to go Android, you go Pixel.
Really?
Yeah, that's, there's no point. Why would you go for a secondary phone?
Because Samsung's better. Samsung's
that's
been
like
running
saying,
it forever.
That's like saying, I'm going to get a laptop. And they're like, oh, what are you going to get? You're going to get yourself a MacBook or like an LG or something? No, I'm going to get myself one of those Toshibas from back in the day. That's Toshiba. Absurd, bro. Just get yourself a real fucking thing
my
if you're going to get
it. My first laptop was a Toshiba. And my friends didn't know about laptops. This thing sucked so much. And it was so. My parents were just like, it's the expensive one, so we're going to take it.
It's not good. That's what I'm saying.
Garbage.
So what you're doing is you're getting the Toshiba of Androids. If you're going to go Android, you get the best Android.
There's so many worse phones than a Samsung.
No, it's not the worst phone, but I'm saying if you're going to get an Android, you get the best Android.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I don't think Google can make a good phone. Maybe it has a good camera.
No, it's a fucking great phone. It's fast. It's great. It's a great fucking phone. It's Poseidon, you could bring this up. You know what's going on. Bring up the processors or whatever.
So
the fuck.
I remember.
But then you could probably use a Galaxy.
How did you not know that it was the flagship phone? You never watch Tech Reviews.
I remember. I worked in telecommunications.
Why don't you Google this?
I sold cell phones. And one thing I will say, because I've had all the Samsung. I had the.
Yeah. I used to have Galaxy for years. Yeah. I had all the different Samsung.
S3, S4. I had all the Notes. I had Note except for the one. I had Note 2, 3, 4, 5.
I was about to switch to iPhone until I got the Pixel a few years ago, and then I was like, "Oh, this is a phone."
You can't switch to iPhone. iPhone's the worst one.
iPhone's the worst one. Yeah. But iPhone's easy for dumb people.
Oh, would you look at number one?
Wait.
Oh, open this. I don't see Google. I don't see Google. This is the third one. Fourth.
No. It's not in order, bro.
It's not in order, bro. They're just showing you Google phones, Pixel phones.
Wait, rank them. Look up ranked best Android phones.
But yeah, these are the best Android phones.
So there's two different Pixel phones on it.
Okay. This is a gamer phone, though.
Yeah, but I don't like any of this shit.
What the fuck? Go up?
I don't like these flip phones.
Yeah, so if they compare, hold on.
For prices, OnePlus is $1,700. Wasn't supposed to be the cheapest one.
Yeah, but you know how it works. Uber used to be cheaper than taxis until that's no longer the case.
Well, apparently Uber, I've been speaking to some Uber drivers when they're in the elevator with me at my building. They're fucking them with the pay now.
I heard. He told me this a long time ago.
He's like, because I
bring up the fucking phones. Bring up a comparison.
I used to do Uber Eats on my bike, and I used to make like $30 an hour easy. And now they're getting $3 a trip.
What?
Go PC Mag was right there.
Where is it?
Right under PC Mag. Let's see what they say about these.
But are they ranked though? Because I can't find.
Well, at least let's see the pros and cons. They'll tell us. Like Samsung Galaxy, here's the pro. Here's the con.
Hold on, maybe this one.
That's the Pixel 8. I know that.
Yeah.
That's the best Android phone, it says, but why? Dude, it's but I'm telling you, because I used to have Galaxies. For years, I had Galaxies. And I just got used to it. That's what it was. I thought that was amazing.
Okay, so the Samsung.
And then I got the first Android that I had gotten a few years ago, the 6 or 5 or whatever the fuck it was. And then I was like, oh, fuck, this is what a phone is supposed to be like.
Okay.
It's the most streamlined, easy, best. It has everything. Okay. It's quick. It was amazing. I'm telling you, switch when you get
the chance. Next one, I'm going to take a Pixel. And if it's bad, I'm going to come on this podcast.
Podcast and tell me if it's bad. Yeah. No, so far it's my best experience.
Okay.
The only one that I hate, the only phone that I hate right now is just the iPhone. The iPhones suck. iPhones are good for the masses.
They're good for the masses, but they're starting to crumble because my girlfriend like can't access anything anymore. Like the world that it sucks you into, it's starting to get frustrating.
Yeah.
Like it's becoming less convenient to have an iPhone now.
Yeah, they're locking you in. I hate that. But also I saw people, they argue because like, let's say I'll get, you have a green bubble. What the fuck? You can't afford an iPhone. It's like, I bought my phone outright. You pay an extra $20 a month to have your iPhone.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm the one who had the money to buy a good phone.
So what's this money thing? Phones are the same price now.
Yeah, but that's what everybody brings up. They go, oh, you don't have money to buy an iPhone. But
so
no one's paying for their phones.
iPhone made text green instead of blue, and people are giving them their money.
Yeah.
People are fucking retarded. Mm. And I just,
it's a shitty closed experience. The best one I've had so far has been with the Pixel in terms of software. But what I don't like is that I used to have overheating issues with my last phone.
Okay.
Yeah. But then I think it may have been a charger I was using. No, I think it may have been a charger I was using.
If you use like an iPad charger or something on your phone, you're going to fry it.
It wasn't an iPad, but it might have been that. It might have just been the wrong one. What is it saying? Go down? Why is it the 7, bro? Go to the 8. How are two different years of Android? Yeah, go to this one. 7 years of software, security, and feature updates, reliable and consistent triple camera. Yeah, slow. What? Slow of helpful AI features.
Slow. Yeah.
Oh, I can't see.
$100 price bump. That's not really a con, though.
Things go up.
But it bothers me when they include stuff like this.
Base storage of 128 and wired charging is just passable at 30 watts. So that's a good phone.
Yeah. But dude, the Google Pixel in general, like because I've had a lot of phones. Because I worked in telecommunications, I've had iPhones. I think my other phone that were better, not better than the Google Pixel that I have now, but that come close. It was the HTC One. Something I forgot, but it was metal. It was aluminum. It was gorgeous. It was very shock resistant.
Did it have the button on the back?
That's a good question. I don't remember. I don't think so. And then the other one that I had was the HTC. No, sorry, the OnePlus. Mm. The first OnePlus phone.
That was good, no, at the time?
That was very good because it was for $350, bro, at the time. That was a phone that was like...
That was their gimmick, was that we're making a very good Android phone. It has everything. It's super fast, but you're not paying premiums. That's why I was shocked when I saw it now for like $1,200 or $1,700. It's like their whole business model in the beginning was you'll get them cheap, and now they're like, fuck it, we have all the features.
That's their open. That's the one that flips open, but I think they have another one. Yeah, this one is cheaper.
Looks stupid, though.
No, they tried to copy Apple a bit, I find.
Go up a bit, scroll up. Go to the Pixel 8. Yeah, I like the way the Pixel looks, too.
Yeah.
I like the color. What color is your phone?
Mine's black.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mine's actually, black. My contract's up.
The next one I might get, if I get another one, it'll be blue.
Could you get like a logo? It'd be cool. Why is no phone company let you custom make the back?
Well, actually, there's a lot of stuff that you could buy online.
It's just very expensive.
No. There's a lot of stuff you could buy online that you put these stickers and all that shit on that it's not like a sticker that sticks. Mm. It's like you could peel it off and shit.
Okay.
There's like and they'll make you custom shit if you want.
I feel like if Google was just like for an extra $150, you can make the back whatever you want it
like
to be.
Like laser it in, like they do watches. Yeah, it'll be amazing.
So they'd make so much money.
Yeah. They have these leather cases
too
now.
There's third party companies.
Bro, that's like
I hate it because it defeats the purpose. If I'm going to put a case on, it's to protect from a fall and not so I could look like I'm an old man's pair of jeans.
Bro, this is a phone. Like you see this coming out of an old lady's purse.
Yeah.
This is not a good company. There was a Russian company that made the craziest phones.
But yeah, the worst phone.
Oh, Caviar Global. This look at the check. This.
But this is fake, no?
No. This is actually like insane. Like this is, but this is for millionaires.
For a phone, I don't care about this crap. This is so stupid. I want the most efficient working thing. I don't need gold plates on my phone. I'm going to change my phone.
Are you going to get Neuralink?
Check this
Never.
Out.
Never?
No.
I'm excited.
So what do? They make custom versions of your phones for $10,000.
But how cool is this?
Bro, it's cool, but it's not worth 10 Gs.
Bro, if I was... Let's say you're a billionaire, bro.
Yeah.
Then it's worth it.
Bro,
maybe,
I'd get it.
But like
10 grand, what's 10 grand to you? It's like 10 bucks.
Bro, the sweet apples there is beautiful.
Maybe they do a custom one for me, but not this shit.
Bounty, bro, how cool is this?
I'm with Poseidon. I would, yeah.
Dude, if I was a multimillionaire, I would have multiple phones like this.
If I had $20,000.
This was literally made out of pure gold, $75,000.
Okay, pure gold is stupid. I feel like it wouldn't even be comfy. But like, check the one all the way on the right, the skull there. That's sick.
That's sick. This one too, look, with a knife, blade.
Fuck, bro. We spend our money on dumb shit.
Firebird.
This society. This is so dumb.
It's so cool. But the iPhone ones are nice.
Wait, when you play games, do you buy skins?
No.
Never?
No.
I'm not going to pay for skins.
But
I do get like season passes if I like the game.
Okay.
Or like expansion passes if I like it. Like I want to play the extra missions.
Mm. Well, that makes sense. You're playing for more gameplay.
Yeah, but not for aesthetic reasons only. I'm trying to think if I ever did something like that.
Like gun skins or anything?
So what this
gun skins never. I don't play enough Modern Warfare or any of that now anyway. But gun skins never. I'm more of a like I used to think expansions were dumb when I was young because I didn't get it. And then after I was like, oh no, this is a good thing. It's like a lifeline for the game. You continue playing it. If I'm excited about the Elden Ring expansion coming out in the summer.
Yeah.
And the expansion is like $60, but I'm gonna get it because it's like another. Basically, what they said is like it's almost the same size as the original game.
Yeah, that's what these. I like games that like really build the world, and their expansion's not like one shitty mission, but like they just. And you need to charge money for it because you're paying the whole team to work.
Oh, I'm for it because I'm buying another game. Basically,
yeah,
you're adding to my experience. I'm all for it. I think if you do work, you should get paid for it. Mm. I have no problem. I'm not asking for it for free. And games are getting more expensive. So I already pre-ordered the new Dragon's Dogma. I'm going to stream that game on my PS5 on Twitch because it looks like a lot of fun. And what I was doing is I got the original one just to practice.
Mm.
And I could already tell. It's a RPG. Medieval RPG, but it's crazy. Like the shit you can do.
Okay.
And this one is like an open world. And the new one coming out, I was listening to like gamers talk about the demos they were playing. Like they did these events.
Yeah.
Capcom did events for them. And what was happening is they go, there's no text. So normally you have like a bubble over people in villages or they tell you where to go. That doesn't exist in this game. You just have to explore and find out. So you'll walk into a village and people will come to you and be like, bro, can you help me? Can you do this? And NPCs die forever, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy, but this is also going to suck so much time out of you.
Oh, like
there was a time.
You have to stream it for it to be productive.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
There was a time I was playing until 4
Oh, this is Elden Ring. This is a different game. This is the game that I'm waiting for the expansion.
The next Skyrim, right? No?
No, Elden Ring, this is one of the best games ever made.
Was it Elder Scrolls?
Elder Scrolls, yeah. This one, and the expansion is coming in June. This is one of the best games ever made. Ever. I love this fucking game.
Is it multiplayer? Single player?
It's single player, but you can have multiplayer components. For example, I can put out a signal and get Poseidon and another friend, two friends, to come into my world and help me out.
Okay, sick.
So it's pretty cool, yeah.
Do you need to, or can you beat the game alone?
You could beat the game alone.
Very hard.
It's very hard. You could beat the game alone, which is hard and fun, but it is fun when your boys come and help you do stuff.
I used to love Borderlands. It was a first-person shooter RPG game, a similar vibes. It's like expanding worlds and stuff, and you would always level up your guns. That's what gets you. Like, you want the new sword. You want the new magic. You just keep playing. You keep playing. Yeah. Before you know it, 8 hours are gone. You're like, fuck.
I wasted my life. Fuck. But there's so much. I'm getting back into video games this year, and I'm having fun.
It's good for you. I feel like, why not? Like, people are super against wasting time. It's like, this is one of the beautiful things about the 21st century, are video games. Mm.
This guy's name is Messi.
I have an unhealthy relationship with RTS games.
Stop right there. It's an unhealthy relationship.
especially Total War games.
RTS is what?
Real-time strategy. It's like Age of Empires, all the stuff that you see view on top and you control armies and you kinda build. Kind of like
Risk video games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because those are very time-consuming because you always say one more turn, and then it's 3 days later and you haven't showered.
Yeah, basically. I think the worst I'd done recently, and I'm like, I got to put the game down. I think I played until like 6, 7 a.m.
But it's good because like, it feels so good to crack someone. It feels so good to beat someone in like a game of Risk or whatever the fuck to just like take over their army and shit.
Yeah.
But those games, like the one you're addicted to, does everyone load in the lobby and you have to play till the game's done?
I wouldn't play multiplayer. I would play against a computer. I would have a map. And then, like, you know, I would build up my provinces. And then I'd have some traitorous bastards, you know, betray me. And
treacherous.
And then they you know, they'd break our alliance, break our trade routes and everything. And then I'd be like, oh, really? Eh? So then I'm like, now, in order to make money for it to be profitable, I got to take over their provinces. So now I got
That's not what really happened. What really happened, his girlfriend's already told me, is that he'd be, oh, really? We'd be friends. And he started yelling at the screen, and she's like, babe, it's just a game. No, these fucking Indians are not to be trusted. You take it personal.
Yeah, well, yeah, and then I commit atrocities.
Yeah. Like, did you just commit genocide? They were fucking asking for it.
That's why I couldn't play SimCity. At a certain point, you just want to, like, destroy the whole thing. You just want to put a highway through people's houses and like.
I think that's what the elites are doing, is they're just having fun.
At this point.
Oh, I was thinking of something yesterday. You know, we talk about are there aliens and they're hiding it from us. I was thinking, you know what? In the Poseidon, looking at game videos. You're just getting distracted. I was thinking that if it is true, it starts to make sense to me of why they won't tell us, why they keep it so hush-hush.
What?
Because let's say I know you're young, you might think differently, but let's just assume you had a kid right now.
Yeah.
If you had a kid and you were in charge of that kid's life, when there's bad stuff outside of your house, you're not going to tell the kid. Yeah. Like if cops show up outside, like what's going on? Like, oh no, nothing. You're not going to tell them your neighbor was raped or murdered. You're not going to say that to your kid.
Yeah, someone's alarm went off, it's okay.
You're going to protect them. If you go out and you stop a burglar and you end up killing him in the process, you're not going to tell your kid, I just murdered this burglar.
Yeah.
You're going to hide it from your kid. You know what I'm saying? So I think in the same vein, if the government really was talking to or was in possession of crafts or anything like that, there's no way in hell they would tell everyone because it would cause massive unrest, panic, and fear, and then people would start questioning their existence on the planet.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would I do that to them?
If there's aliens, no one's going to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, why would I do that to them? I'm just going to let them live.
So you think the Illuminati is good? They're trying to help
No, I don't think the Illuminati is good, but I think it does exist. The Illuminati. I think there are people that get together and decide to not give out certain information, either to protect themselves or seemingly they think they're protecting us. That's for sure, because that happens in every field. There's an Illuminati in your, I don't know, if you're a banker. Mm. Trust me, you're not involved in every meeting.
There's an Illuminati in the Montreal open mic comedians.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's an Illuminati everywhere.
Whether you like to admit or not, if you're a banker, you're a teller at the bank, I guarantee you there are meetings that happen that you're not involved with, higher up, that decide shit for you.
Yeah, literally any group with 20 people. Like, that's what I learned young, because I used to be in a friend group and we were like 20 people. Before you know it, there's group chats you're not in and this and that. Yeah. So you got to keep, like, more than 7 people start to talk behind each other's back and it's fucked.
Yeah, Illuminati is a real thing. The version of it is a little different, but I mean,
it doesn't have nukes and
they have nukes around the world. But why would it surprise people that heads of business, if you do it with your friends, you're heads of lettuce, basically. Why would heads of business and industry not get together and decide things?
We're just not ambitious. But I was thinking about this like the other day. If I was in the Illuminati, I would keep doing what they're doing. They're like, they're trying to own the world and they're getting pretty close.
They're getting very close.
Like they're going to own food up, food, banking infrastructure, people, housing. Like if they own the, they could own the whole world. And they're sick, so they want to. And I feel like most of them think they're doing the right thing. Which
they actually believe they're doing the right thing, which is what makes it scary. Yeah.
So did Thanos. You know what
I mean? Yeah. And the Neuralink thing, because you brought it up. I don't. You want to get Neuralink?
Probably.
That's crazy.
In like 20 years, you're going to have to.
No.
You don't think so?
If you have to, then that's when the civil war starts.
But it's like, I don't know. I don't see it as that bad. I think it's just like your phone in your head.
How is that not bad?
So speaking of AI,
they're connected.
And all this,
they can read your thoughts 24/7. That's insane.
They're going to be able to read your thoughts.
That's how it works.
No,
if you think stuff and it could do it for you, that's reading your thoughts.
Mm. Yeah, but I don't know if it's going to be able to implant new thoughts. That's what
I. But I never even said that.
You don't know that.
I'm not talking about implanting new thoughts. Even without implanting new thoughts, I never mentioned that. I'm saying the fact that they can read your thoughts, the fact that you can't plot anything,
yeah,
you can't think for yourself. That's crazy.
Yeah, hive mind. We all gotta become one being on this earth.
I don't like
No.
Our planet's gonna be one organism.
That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, it's what's gonna happen.
I don't want to do that though.
Did you guys watch Dune Part 2?
No.
Do you watch it already?
I watched it.
When did you get a chance?
Friday.
I gotta get this guy working. Go on.
Let me tell you.
Wait, don't spoil though. I'm reading the book.
I'm not gonna spoil anything.
You could read.
Yeah. I've been on the same book for 6 months, but I could read.
I'm telling you guys, it's a classic.
Yeah?
It's a fucking classic. Have you watched part one?
Classic movies.
I don't want images in my head before I read.
You
got to
watch part one, bro. Dude, it is fantastic. So in the Dune story, I'm not going to spoil anything.
I like that you said that, though. That's smart.
Yeah. I don't want to see Timothée Chalamet when I'm reading a book. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. That's funny. So in the Dune universe, and now this doesn't spoil anything.
It's called the Duneverse.
The Duneverse, they don't have AI. They don't have anything digital.
They got rid of them, I think, right?
Yeah, they got rid of. So what happened was, because they were worried that AI would take over, kind of like in Terminator, in their past, they went to war against AI and annihilated everything that is
automatic,
digital, automatic.
Even like calculators, right? Like
Everything is analog. Well, calculators are analog. Okay. So what they have is they have these human calculators.
The Emirates?
The Mentats.
Mentats.
We call them the Chinese.
So basically, it's these little kids that they raise from a young age, and they do this training, and they don't tell them to do anything.
Hold on, can we just say that's something funny? It's like, listen to what we're going to do, because we're not going to use these fucking computer calculators. Human calculators trained from a young age. It's like, shouldn't we just all learn how to count? Like, that's fucking stupid, Tim. No one asked your opinion. Go in the fucking corner. Like, we're going to train kids.
No, so basically, these human calculators, they can do like crazy like computing stuff.
Mm.
Like down to like...
Autists.
Down to like I don't know, quantum.
Yeah, you are just describing Chinese people right now.
Yeah.
So everything's analog in this world. But I don't know. I think it's really like,
I felt like he had a point and then he lost it.
Yeah, I did. I think you distracted
Neuralink me. Neuralink AI. These thing. People are like Neuralinks.
Because now all I keep thinking of is, oh, by my calculations.
Imagine having to spend how fast would you kill yourself if you were in Poseidon's head for like a, like how long would it take for you to kill yourself?
I would have to realize I'm in his head. The second I realize I'm in his head, it's like, okay, I'm fucked.
Like, imagine you're you.
I don't want to go any further.
You're you, but you can only have his thoughts.
I'm killing myself.
Oh, yeah,
how fast,
finished.
Though?
Huh?
How fast?
As soon as I realize that that's what's happening, within I have to kill week. Myself.
You wouldn't within go watch a like a Pixar movie with his head, though? I feel like that'd be fun. Like, what would you do as Poseidon?
Maybe watch gay porn.
Gay porn. Poseidon, what would you do if you were Pantelis?
If I was Pantelis?
Like, if you had Pantelis' thoughts, but you were your personality.
What do you mean by thoughts?
Like the way of thinking, like how you think, like Illuminati and conspiracy theories.
Oh, he
whatever.
Would either kill himself or try to take over the world.
Yeah. I don't know, actually. I never thought about that.
Or just like had like comedian brain and you're just trying to like, oh, just nonstop.
I'd probably mess with people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's an evil man.
I'd probably mess with people.
What do you mean? You mess with people.
I do, but
yeah.
I try to contain my powers.
I would do exactly what you're doing
I try
now.
To contain my powers. What I would do with his set, I would watch gay porn.
Gay porn.
Why?
Just to feel what it's like to actually enjoy gay porn.
You piece of shit.
Well, you're going to see that in the gay porn.
What? Nah, but could you imagine a demon possessing me?
Yeah.
He's like, fuck this, bro.
Oh, there's a show that I started watching on Prime. called From.
From? Just From?
Okay. Called From. You know how I don't like new shows? They're all rehash. I like this show. There's two seasons so far. I don't know if there's more. I haven't finished the second season. But essentially, Poseidon, I think you would like it. It's people end up.
I heard about this.
People end up at like this town, this little town, village, whatever. Like they're driving their car. And then they're like, what the fuck? This isn't on the map. And they try to get away from it. And they can't. They keep circling. Every time they drive off, they end up back at the same fucking place. Mm. So they get out. And then they find out that these other people have been living there. And they try to explain. They go, look, this is a weird place. Essentially, you can't escape. Like, we've tried everything. You can't escape. And we're trying our best to make life here. You have houses. At night, these fucking demons, basically. These people that look like people, but like psychopaths. They come out.
Yeah.
And they'll murder you. They'll eat you up. It's like crazy. They only come out at night and they talk to you and they walk everywhere. They don't even run and they'll catch you and they'll murder you. The only way for them not to is if you're in a house or in a car, if you're in a closed space and you have these rocks, like these amulets, you put it up, they can't come in.
Okay.
But bro, like they're coming out and like this, the lock on the window, like, hey, Matthew, just come out. Mm. Well, what's the problem? We just want to talk. It's fucking creepy. And then the story gets like deeper. You start looking into it and there's more. And now one of the theories is like this guy who looks like the singer of Creed, he has a theory that this is a government experiment. Like it's a government conspiracy. But I don't think it is because a lot of mystical shit that happens. But you never know. You never know. It's really cool.
Speaking of experiment.
It's fun.
If you like this, you would like experiment movie age really fast.
This guy knows how to Google. I know. Everyone comments on his Googling skills.
Age movie really fast. But I love that Google's so good. It came up. It
was So AI Netflix. Was invented to solve his life.
So it doesn't have, the rating isn't that good, but it's an interesting concept. So a thriller about a family on a tropical holiday who discover that the secluded beach where they are relaxing for a few hours is somehow causing them to age rapidly, reducing their entire lives into a single day.
Ooh.
So it's very good. The idea is very good. Execution is also very good. It's the ending that falls flat.
That's bad.
Yeah. That's why I think of the rating. But in general, because I was a bit disappointed at the end. Well, not disappointed.
Oh, it's M. Night Shyamalan. No wonder the ending falls through.
Yeah. So I was kind of like, it's very lame.
Whatever happened to M. Night Shyamalan? He made one good movie. And then we've been waiting for him to make another good one. We've been giving him chance after chance, and they all suck.
What's his good movie?
His good movie was The Sixth Sense.
Okay.
At the time, it was groundbreaking.
Haven't seen it. Is that a horror movie, too?
It's kind of a horror movie. Yeah, it's about a
horror
kid.
Horror mystery.
It's about a small child who he sees Bruce Willis.
Okay.
But no one else can see Bruce Willis.
He's the only one who can see Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
I'd be scared if I was the only one who could see Bruce Willis.
Yeah, he's not scared that they become friends.
Oh.
And that's his sixth sense, that he can see Bruce Willis, but we don't know that. And then we find out later, we're like, oh, fuck, he's the only one that can see Bruce Willis. So it's a good movie if you like Bruce Willis and people seeing Bruce Willis. And then he had, like, Signs with the aliens, which you thought was going to be good. The Village, he had a movie called Village. Dude, 2004, I was in the movie theaters in Alberta. Everyone was excited. It was, like, the fall. I'm sitting with my cousins. Halfway through the movie, bro, at some point, it just clicks in my head what's happening. And I was like 17, 18 at the time. I turn over and I tell my cousin, I go, holy fuck, I'm pretty sure this and this is going to happen. And I was like, no, that's stupid. Yeah. And then that was the ending.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
It sucks when people ruin good concepts.
They said something. The way I figured out was because basically what you find out is that this village, there's a monster there. You find out that it's not really a medieval village. It takes place at the present time in like a closed park and they think they're there. Mm. And something happened. One person during the movie halfway through says something like describing, remember one time we went to the city or whatever and they were talking about like alleyways and drug dealers. They were saying something and it just clicked in my head. I go, oh, fuck. This is a cult. This isn't real. And it just clicked. And right away, halfway through the movie, I already knew what was going to happen. And then my cousin's like, shut the fuck up. It's not true. It's not. It's too simple. That's not what's going to happen. And then that's what ended up happening.
I remember this. It was a good movie though.
I guess because I solved it and then bugged me because I was sitting there for the rest of the half of the movie knowing that it was going to be a shitty ending.
Would you rather be in this world or the other world of the TV show? Which one's less
Which
creepy?
TV show?
Like the one where they're all trapped with the demons at night?
Oh, I'd rather be in it. That's the real world. It's just a cult. I could just leave,
But if you can't leave?
I'd rather be in the village. Because I could find my way out.
Yeah, you could. Okay. You could
it's
just.
It's a national park. I could get out of it.
Yeah, you just pick a direction and walk.
But From is very difficult. I don't know what they're going to do. They just found out there was one way to kill one of the demons. That's what I just saw. They killed one of them. And it was this guy. He got this weird worm stuff in his blood. And he needed a blood transfusion to his son. But he didn't want to give him to transfer that stuff. So they tested and they cut the neck of one of the guys. He put the blood in him. And then that killed the monster.
Oh, shit.
So it's like whatever the fuck was inside me now went in him and killed him. So they're trying to make bullets out of it. It's a fun show.
Okay, well, I'm gonna watch.
I hope it ends well.
I assume like there's people that want to get other people killed, so they take the rocks.
Oh, you know what's cool?
So far no, but no. It's gonna happen because now they're running out of food.
Oh shit!
Yeah. So
where do they get food in the first place? Like, how do they build the
growing
houses
plants? There was already it's like a little dead town. Oh, so they go in there, and then by accident they used to hide for like the first couple of years or months that they were there. They would just hide underground at night and hope that they don't get caught. And then they figured out one of them found the talismans, and they figured out the talisman if you have it inside they can't come in.
Shit.
Yeah.
Imagine being the first person in the village, and you're just like, what the fuck?
What am I doing here?
Speaking of being trapped, there's Under the Dome.
Ooh, what's this?
But it's only on Apple. This looks cool.
Oh, they made this movie a few years ago, no?
No, this is a show, I think.
They probably remade it. I feel like the movie sucked.
Yeah, it's on Apple TV. It's only on Apple TV. Damn. Yeah, Under the Dome. Based on the best-selling Stephen King novel of the same name, Under the Dome, follows the residents of Chester's Mill, Maine, as they find their small town suddenly cut off from the rest of the world by a transparent dome.
Ooh.
While some people start to panic, a small group of citizens led by Army veteran Dale Barbara tries to maintain some semblance of peace and order while also attempting to learn the truth about the mysterious barrier.
That's not bad, dude. Apple has come up with some good... Have you seen Surrogates?
No. But this is an old like CBC show, I think, that Apple just bought. Because it's from 2013.
Oh, okay.
What's Surrogate?
No, it wasn't Surrogates. What the fuck's it called? Type in Apple TV show. Type in Apple TV. Ben Stiller.
Yo, Netflix really fell off. Like, they don't have any good original content anymore. Besides their stand-up
Severance,
specials.
Severance.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Bro, this is amazing. I don't know when the next season's coming, but this is, dude, this is so good. I'm going to explain the concept of it to you. Like, apparently Ben Stiller, when he read the book, he's been holding on to the rights to make the show for years.
Okay.
He's like, we have to make this. So, oh, bro, this is so good. This is a good way to end the podcast. So, essentially, in the future, there's a company now that you're going to work. You're working on, like, let's say, top secret shit. Let's say you're working on top secret. We don't know what they're working on, but we'll just say even if it's... So, you go into work, and they've implanted kind of like what you're saying about, like, Neuralink.
Okay.
So you go into the office. As soon as you go into the office, your mind switches off. You're another person.
Ooh, okay.
So essentially, you're that version of yourself. You don't even know the Matthew outside.
Mm.
You're two different people. The first time, you're panicking. You're like, where the fuck am I? Who am I? And they have to explain to you, this is your training for work. And they're trying to explain to you that you have an outside life, but we can't tell you what it is because you guys can't communicate. You have different names, I think, also, too.
Oh, shit, because if you found out about your outside life, you could start, like, talking to each other through notes or whatever.
To yourself or whatever. So now it's fucking crazy because you could be... There's some people who in this world, like, they're in there. They go to work. They're fucking amazing, nice people. But on the outside, they're dickheads.
Mm.
But it's the same fucking person, you know, but they don't know. Dude, some people, bro, they have families on the outside. They don't even know it. During the day, he doesn't remember his kids or anything like that.
Yeah.
It starts getting really, really crazy. Like, they're trying to uncover shit and, like, what happens to people. Like, can you activate this anywhere and then switch people off?
Ooh.
And they turn into a... It's so amazing also to see that someone, let's say he has his family, he's very happy because he comes out and he's like, oh, my work day is over. He doesn't even know. He goes in and out, and to you, it's an instant because you don't live the work day. But his work person, that persona, has a crush on someone at work, and they go. So you could have a fucking work girlfriend, and it's crazy.
You bang a girl in the closet. You go
start
home,
a different life.
Tell your wife it wasn't me.
No, you don't even know.
Yeah,
it doesn't exist. It never. They don't share. Mm. You don't know what happened ever.
What if two people from the work meet each other outside?
They don't know.
They don't even remember.
They don't even remember each other, bro.
Oh, what the fuck?
It's crazy. Mm. It's such a good concept. Poseidon?
Yes.
Severance. I highly recommend this show.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Such a good concept.
I feel like it's also built on the fact that, like, they're just, like, expanding that people, when they go into work, they become different people.
Yeah.
And it's like, what if we just made a show where it's just, like, completely just like different?
And what if the future with Neuralink and things like that are this? So let's say you hate your job, right? You can do, but now the problem that they're not thinking of is you hate your job, right? And you have to go in there for 8 hours, thinking, like, ugh, it's fucking, imagine if they could just separate it and I won't even know, but I'm doing the work. What happens is you've created this new person. Their entire life is only that job. So now they start going fucking crazy, bro. Yeah, imagine slavery. All you do is every day you pop in and out of work.
Yeah.
Slavery. It's slavery. Fucking slavery.
But I don't know.
It's a whole crazy thing. And you sign away your rights when you do this. It's crazy. It's a whole...
And does the show tell you right away what they're working on, or you don't know?
No, if I remember correctly, I still don't remember. Maybe they tell you in the last episode of the first season, but I don't remember. But I remember that the story started to become really nuts.
Okay.
Like the story was like, holy shit.
They're probably working on some dark shit if they like have to get their brains chopped in half.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. But this is the kind of the future we're headed to with these. If you think about it, like the philosophy behind it, you have your online profile, you have your real life thing, you have your work buddies, you have... So it's kind of what we're, you know, we're separating our lives. We're no longer that one person that's everywhere.
Yeah.
You're your online self, you're your offline self, you're your 9-to-5 self, you're your family self.
Mm, exactly. And that's what lured me into like wanting to do comedy and stuff. Because I'm one person everywhere I go. You know what I mean? Like I don't clock into work. I'm not different online. I'm just always me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make me work, but I'm not like trying to fit into these different things. I think that fucks with like maybe 20% of people really hard.
Yeah.
But the people it fucks with, like they can't. They can't, and either they try to make it or they just become like homeless crackheads. You know,
it's very difficult. Like me, I'm basically monetizing me.
Yeah.
It's Pantelis. But like come watch Pantelis. Listen to Pantelis. It's very weird.
But you don't post online like, let me be my online person.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very weird.
You go to work, you're yourself.
Quote that I showed up everywhere wearing a mask.
Who was it?
He's a philosopher.
Oh, Franz Kafka. Franz Kafka. I was ashamed of myself when I realized life was a costume party and I attended with my real face.
Oh, that's very well said. All right, listen, patreon.com/Pantelis. Matthew Borgelli links are in the description. Head over to the Third Floor Comedy Club. You've also been able to catch Matthew if you've been lucky to come to the Bordel. You've been killing it every time you show up.
Thank you.
So good job.
And come Third Floor Comedy Club's Thursday, 8:30, open mic live, free show.
And it's streamed on the Twitch.
On Kick. Kick.com/open mic live.
Open mic live. Thank you guys. Go fuck yourselves. We've built this prison cell because we can't trust ourselves. Critically shamed in all our faith. We'll make a murder, murder, murder saying, yeah, this is the American dream. You're gonna have to fight if you wanna believe. To see it all away.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.